Blog Talk Radio.
Da 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 da
Dunlap, and we're excited that you're here on this Thursday evening. So listen, we have Marianne Williams with us, who is always here, a permanent fixture at the table, and we just want to say hi to her and let her introduce herself and give greetings to you. Mama, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and I just want to say I'm missing my PRF family and glad that I'm able to be back with you, with everyone. And we're just going to enjoy the show. Thank you.
Yeah, so listen, I'm not going to be on long. I'm saying that. Somehow I'm hearing the feedback. I don't know where it's coming from. All right, so, Mama, I think you have something going on your end. Do you have Facebook Live up?
I'm trying to get it.
Okay, somehow I'm hearing the feedback, so we'll run with it, we'll run with it. So here we are, we're focusing today on talking about responsible holiday spending. And if you've been with us for the last couple of weeks, one of the things that you realize is that we've had Pastor Ronnie Henry, who is gracious enough to give us some of his time. He's the pastor of Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Adamstown, Maryland. And he's leaving me to close out the show tonight, so we're going to do it. One of the things that I can say we really tried to focus on as we dealt with this series is trying to help people understand this. You can make some decisions right now.
In the month of November, in the month of December. But what are you going to do when January comes around? And I think it's irresponsible for any of us who occupy religious leadership positions to act like we don't know that people are irresponsible during the holidays, that people don't overspend, Mama, during the holidays. We know it happens because we talk about this every single year, and this is, year six for the PRF table? So we know that these are the things that happen because we see people on the back end. And it just seems like God has us, for whatever reason, going further and further in because a lot of people, to be quite honest, are preying on other folks. They're preying on ignorance. They're preying on emotion. They're preying on this whole thing of consumerism. And I get it. Listen, if I got 10 iPhones, if I got 10 iPhones and I need to sell them, and I know you're excited because new iPhones are coming out, I'm going to sell them to whoever's going to buy them. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
But there's some strategic things that are being done, and I know that it comes from the TV. I know it comes from the radio stations. I know it comes from social media. And we are the ones who feed into this. We are the ones who feed into all of this. And so my thing is this. Since we know it that we're the ones who are feeding into this, it only makes sense for those of us who have an eye who are out looking to see what we can do, what we can say to be able to help the people in a different way, it's up to us.
Yes.
It's up to us. So let's just, I'm going to just deal with one thing, and that's just about being prepared. Responsible holiday spending does not mean that you are not able to go out there and buy what you want to buy during the holidays. That's not what responsible holiday spending is about. But let me tell you what it is about. It's taken into account, and I didn't think I was going to go here, Mama, but I'm going to go here.
Okay.
Many people spend what they want to spend during the holidays. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I spend money during the holidays. I'm not a big shopper. I buy Christmas gifts December 24th. That's when I buy it. So whatever's left, whatever I see, whatever somebody says they want, and other folks haven't bought it, then I'll go pick up that at the last minute. That's just what I've been doing for years. So here we go. Every year, a lot of nonprofit organizations, my church, a lot of your churches, do something very good inside of the community. One of the things that they do very well, we do very well in the community, is we give out food. Mama, we give out food, we give out turkey baskets during the holidays. We ask people to clean. We ask people to clean out their clothes. And yes, and give them to the people who need them. We do all those things of giving. But you know what's kind of sad? Man, this thing is the most. So let me tell you what's kind of sad. We spend money in this country, in the church and outside of the church, and think that we're really doing something when it comes to helping folks out during one or two days per year. And what's sad is that we don't have, and it's my community and this other community, we don't have a strategic plan. Nobody wants to listen to somebody else. God, this is crazy. If everybody's giving out turkeys on Thanksgiving, let's just talk common sense for a moment. We're all giving out turkeys on Thanksgiving. Do we not realize that there are people who need to eat? Let's say the first Thursday of the month, second Thursday of the month, fourth Thursday of the month. There are people that need during those other times. And so I would love to see this. This is what I would love to see. I would love to see a shift. I would love to see a shift in how we spend our money, especially those within the body. Let's shift and really put something in place. And if we're going to spend this money during the holiday, why not just take some of the money and put it aside so we can do something in January? Let's put it aside and do something in February. Let's do something different than just spend money on stuff. I said this a couple weeks ago talking to some individuals. I said, when was the last time, can you tell me what you received last year for Christmas? I asked you who were watching. You can put it in a comment. What did you receive last year? What did you receive the year before last? Don't miss nothing. Don't miss nothing. I'm just saying, all the gifts that you received last year. And who gave them to you? We don't remember these things, but yet we continue to be a part of this whole process of spending money during the holidays. My good friend Curtis Bishop, he said something about people spend money that they don't have to impress people that they don't know. A lot of that goes on during the holidays. That's not responsible. And I'm going to say this. When it comes to credit and it comes to debt, the sad part is when people spend money that they don't have. Money that you don't have is money that you put on your credit card, and you know you don't have a good way of being able to pay it off. That's not responsible holiday spending. In fact, it's not responsible spending at all. And so I want us to really get this down and say, listen, what Pastor Henry and Dr. Dunlap have been talking about for these last couple of weeks, what do I need to do to test myself to see if I'm spending responsibly during the holidays? Matter of fact, let somebody else know what you're doing during the holidays as far as your spending. And ask them the question. Do you think these purchases were responsible? Well, in order to do that, then you have to give them a little bit of insight into what else is going on in your personal life. So, hey, listen, I bought these five gifts. Hey, Mama, is it, you think I've spent responsible? well, were they on sale, all that stuff? Yeah, they were on sale. Okay, it looks good. But if you don't ask, well, listen, you know, how much money you got saved up in the bank after you purchased all those five gifts, Nate? How much money do you have saved up in the bank? I have a problem if we're spending money on crazy stuff like gifts and stuff during the holidays, thinking that this is what the season is about. It is for some people. For a lot of us, that's not the reason. But we still, as believers, get caught up in this. And I'm here to tell you, the after effects are painful. They're painful to watch. So, Mama, I'll set my mouth for Adia. I know Adia's listening, and she wants to jump in. But, Mama, what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts so far?
Is that when we spend money that we don't have, there is a consequence to it, and also situations come up where you may need the money, and now you don't have the money, and then sometimes we overspend on the credit card, which we say is going to be our emergency money. But because of the holiday, we're spending it, and so now we don't even have money to even buy medicine if we have to.
Hmm.
That's just one of the consequences right there.
Right. I throw this out here to us. This feedback, I don't know where this feedback is coming from. It's making me not happy right now. So, there's some young people, some children that were born this year. Some are going to be born between now and Christmas. And I think I've said this before. I mentioned how, as a young father, I fell into the trap as well. I didn't have as much knowledge and wisdom as I do right now, especially when it came to finance as a stewardship. But I remember spending money that I did not have. I remember that. And so I want to throw something out there, and I know y'all hear me talk about this all the time, but Shatara, you said it right, accountability partners. Do we have somebody that can help us to be accountable for our spending as we're going out there? I mean, come on, y'all. We got to get this together, because I don't know if you've been looking around and watching on the TV and looking at the news, and you can see that there's some crazy stuff going on in our country right now. And so if there ever was a time, let Mama, please hear me. If there was ever a time right now for certain groups of people in this country right now, to really be putting their money away, what else do I need to say? Y'all get it. I know you get it. I know you get it. I know you get it. If there ever was a time, and I hate when people say that, and I'm saying that I have to just say it myself, but if there ever was a time where some people need to really be putting their money away and saying, you know what, let me kind of pay attention to what's on the news. Let me watch C-SPAN every now and then. There's an elections coming up all around the country. People are voting right now. Let me see what's going to happen before I just go out there and just go spending my money and not have anything. So I know I'm talking a lot about people who may not have it or spend it, but that's a big part of the problem. People who are spending it that do not really, really have it. And so I'm talking to some folks, and I said, listen, how about this? I think the average amount per person spent during the holidays last year was about $3,000, $1,500 a piece. I saw one statistic that said that. So let's just say everybody spent about $1,500 during the holiday season, on average. If you spend, listen to me good, whatever the amount that you spend during the holidays buying gifts for people, if you don't have at least that much saved in your account after you spend that money, then that probably was not responsible. I'm not saying anybody's a bad person, but let's just be real with you. If I spend $1,500 and I don't have $1,500 in the bank after I make those purchases, maybe that's kind of like a problem. Because here's what I will tell you. What happens if an emergency comes? What do you do when an emergency comes? You can't take those things back on, those things you got on sale back to the store and get full price for them. Here's another one. How much money does your children have saved up? If you're spending money on stuff during the holiday season, and again, we're talking about responsible holiday season because that's what's upon us. But if you're spending money on stuff during the holiday season, but your child, and you got children who are not, you know, I'm not talking about ours who are grown and working and graduating from college, but you don't have no money saved up for them, that's not responsible. That's irresponsible holiday spending. I'm telling you. You ain't got to agree with it, but test me. Prove me wrong. I'm good with that. I say this out of love, y'all. I've done it. I've spent money during the holidays that I knew my bank account, my savings account was non-existent or very, very low because I wanted to make some people happy. I wanted to make some children happy. Well, here's the deal. The truth of the matter is, how happy are they going to be when they get 18 years old, when they get 17 years old or 16 years old and they start thinking about college? And they're like, listen, I got to get a scholarship because mom and daddy don't have the money to send me to college. That's not everybody's story, mama. I promise you.
Yes.
But where it sits, that's when it hurts. So I'm in this place for us trying to intercede. Because I'm telling you, the plan is already out there. Stuff is already, you look around. It's not hard to see it right now. Things are already out there designed to get our money during the holiday season. So since they're designed to get our money during the holiday season, we just got to be smarter about it. And let me say this. Look at where we are right now. I say it's responsible holiday season. And mama, normally when we talk about this, we're always coming from the perspective of Black Friday, right? What happens to Black Friday that goes on throughout the rest of the year, you know, to Christmas time. But don't you, my God, this is crazy. I know I'm going to step on somebody's toes. I know I am. Let me say this. Adia, if you want to jump in, please jump in before I say this. Maybe you'll stop me from saying it. I don't know. It even starts before Black Friday. Let me tell you where it starts. It really starts at this time of the year right now. It's called Halloween. I know I'm going to mess up some of y'all thought processes, so here we go. Adia, you ain't jumping, so this your fault. Mama, let me tell you. A lot of churches, mine included, y'all know me. Some of y'all don't know me, but most of y'all know me, mine included. We do these Hallelujah nights. We do these Halloween events that we just call something different. That's all we do. And we know it. Let's not fool. We're not fooling anybody. Do you know how much money gets spent during that time? All the candy. All the other stuff that goes into putting on that. It starts right there. And nobody, think about it, mama. Did you ever think about that before?
No.
Did you ever think about how much money gets spent during the Halloween holiday? Nobody thinks about that. So you got money being spent out in October, and you got money being spent out in November. And granted, a lot of the money spent out in November is not nowhere close to what's going on in November and December. But it starts there. Think about it. All of the advertisements that you see, everything you see in the stores, you see this, all the stuff that's on sale. You see it, and we fall for it every single year. But yet, we deal with what we deal with in February with all the bankrupts. We deal with what we deal with other folks going through some things, not having money, people getting laid off. Listen, there's some folks that wish they would have spent differently, mama, during the holiday season of 2017. They got laid off this year. I guarantee you they are.
Yes.
And trust me when I say this. It depends on how much you spend. But I have to say this. When they're projecting that we spend over $700 billion this holiday season, not starting in Halloween, talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, that holiday season, it's projected that we're going to spend over $700 billion on stuff this holiday. Last year was 691 million, something like that. $4 billion. That's a lot of doggone money. Do you know what kind of issues we could solve with just a shift of our mindset of how we spend money? We have the ability to do it. We really have the ability to do it. But we have to shift our mindset and say, you know what? Think about this. Do you know how much property could have been purchased? I know I'm cutting against the grain, but do you know how much property could have been purchased to house people coming out of prison with our holiday spending, mama? So you spin your wheels in some of your communities. My community, no exception. But we spin our wheels in some of our communities trying to figure out social problems, when so much of the money that we need to fix some of the social problems, to put certain things in place, to put programs in place to help people in some of their situations, has been spent on stuff that jokers ain't even going to pay. That jokers are not even going to remember 2 years down the road what they got. That's absolutely crazy to me. So what do we do? I can tell you that you can go to the Word of God, and you can look up scriptures that focus on planning and saving. You can go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. You can go to Matthew with the story of the 10 virgins when Jesus, the bridegroom was coming, and five of them had oil, enough oil, and five of them had oil, but not enough oil. I don't want people to be in the situation of those five who didn't take enough oil. The end of the story is a very gloomy story. When they went away to get the oil and then they came back and the master was on the other side of the door. I don't know you, because they had the opportunity. So if I had to say anything as I get ready to go, Mama, is this. You know perfect what you have going on. You know if you're struggling or not. You know if you're not, but if you're on that seesaw, it's up and down. You know where you are when it comes to how your money is flowing. That's the decision. There's something there's something called impulse buying. And there's going to be people that's going to go out there on Black Friday, because we're not talking about this after this, Mama. There's going to be some people that's going to go out on Black Friday. Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to go out to buy stuff, and you got to understand the plan. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It is messing up generations with this same old foolishness every single year. So what's going to happen is there's going to be all these Black Friday sales, Mama, all these Black Friday
sales. Yes.
And with these sales, they're not going to have enough stuff. Listen, if I'm going to just be crazy for a moment. If the iPhone 25 is coming out, and they say we're going to release this during Black Friday, you've got to know that they're not going to make 25 billion doggone iPhone 25. They're going to make enough so that you can go in there and buy it if you have enough money. But the stores know that they're not going to get all of them, because Apple is not going to send them all to your local Walmart. So they're only going to send a certain number to everybody, Mama. And so what happens is you go in there looking for the iPhone 25, but they don't have enough. They only had 10. So what are you going to do? Some people are going to do what's called impulse buying. Well, I know I really want to get this phone, so they made the iPhone 24 that's on sale. Next thing you know, somebody's buying an iPhone 24. You wanted the 25, but you settled for the 24. Stop settling. But you got to go in there with the mind, say, listen, I want this, this, and this. But when you don't and you see all this other stuff, because, listen, I don't go out there. I promise you I don't. But I know how crazy it looks, because I know other folks that go out there, and I know how we see it on TV. So they don't – do you know all the signs that they developed to put up so that people can – oh, this – come on, man, y'all got to get it together. I'm telling you, we got too many problems and too many issues in this country, too many issues in our community to be just wasting money, and a lot of it is wasteful spending. And so since it's wasteful spending, who does it fall back on? The individuals in our community that need help. Mama, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with this topic. I really am. I'm done with this topic. This is not a good one, not an easy one, but it is what it is. We have to be responsible. We have to be responsible. As Sarah said, we have to have people
that will help us to be responsible. Listen, if you got folks in your family that you know they not, they're, their finances is not, is kind of shaky, how are you accepting gifts from folks that you know broke? You know they broke. You know they don't have a lot of money. You know they overspent. Stand up and be and love your family members like you say you love God's people. Say, listen, nah, I don't want that. Don't buy me nothing. I tell folks who I know that don't really have it, I understand that you want to do something nice for me. But listen, I'm not going to be standing up as a leader accepting gifts from folks that really don't have money, that don't have money saved up in their bank account or in their savings account, don't have no type of retirement. Why do I want to get money from them to get gifts? That's ludicrous to me. And then those same people are coming back to some of the same folks in a couple of months talking about, I need some help. Why don't you go pawn that Rolex that they bought you? All right, man, I'm done. Because it's real. Mama, you got any last words before we go ahead and sit down for the night?
To summarize everything that have been said is that stop spending money that we don't have. And stop trying to impress people, and teach your children the importance of savings and what Christmas is all about.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Let's throw Thanksgiving in there because it's both of those. That's what we call that holiday season. Be responsible. Allow somebody to be your community partner with the money and how you're spending money during the holidays. Because if you wind up spending money that you really don't have during the holidays, or you're spending irresponsibly during this holiday season, I say it all the time. I say it every year. Know that January is coming. And when I start talking about figures and data and where people are in response to where their debts are, when I start bringing that stuff up, it doesn't sound good when I say, well, tell me what you did during the holiday. And again, I know this is not everybody, but talk to me about how you spent during the holiday. Well, I got these sneakers. They was $100. My son wanted them. You buying your child $100 sneakers? You don't have no life insurance? I can go on and on and on. But that's the point. Somebody has to be in your circle that has wisdom to be able to ask you and point you to some of these questions. I can't do it. We come on once a week. So I can't be this for everybody. Mama can't be this for everybody. But you got to have somebody in your circle. And if you don't have anybody in your circle that's going to help you and watch how you're doing certain things so that you don't get all caught up, that's not a good place to be. So people in my family know this, Mama. They know.
Yes.
They know. Don't come with that foolishness. I can't afford it. Oh, well, whatever. You can't afford a Christmas gift. If you can't afford a Christmas gift for somebody, then you just can't afford it. And anybody
Amen.
Who loves you and cares about you, they won't get wrapped around that. Now, we know children sometimes they don't get it. I get it. I used to be like that, too. They don't get it. Why can't I get the four tabletops like Michael DeShield? I get it. I got one. I got Frogger. He got Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and Frogger. Why in the world I'm only getting one? Well, because his mama and daddy made more money than my mama and daddy, right? So I get it. So children don't necessarily understand. But I promise you, when you get older, when you get older, you remember, hold on, you know what? Things could have been real bad if they would just gave in just to give it, just so I can have it. And that game, listen, we wore that game out within the first 2 months of the new year. So, all right, mama, with that, God bless y'all. We love you. Join us next week, 8 p.m. on the PRF table, and enjoy your week. Make some good decisions. So we just want God's best for you. We hope that God will protect you and cover you as you go throughout this weekend. So think about some of the things we said. Give us some feedback. Give us some comments. We'd love to hear back from you. So with that, God bless y'all. Peace.